علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing our discussions on the first and the second sermons, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the conditions prior to the coming of the prophets. And this is important for us to recognize the fact that the prophets came for a reason, for a purpose, to solve a problem, to fill a vacuum, to cure a disease that the society was facing. And we say that the greatest disease of that time was the state of confusion and spiritual lack of understanding in terms of spirituality. So this was there, and the prophets came to remove the communities from that. And Imam Ali alayhi salam beautifully says, in these statements, he says, "في فتن داستهم بأخفافها." These were those types of confusions and those types of, you can say, tribulations that the communities were facing, in a way that they were stomping the people with their feet. Like these problems, these tribulations were actually crushing the people under their feet. وَطِئَتْهُمْ بِأَظْلَافِهَا وَقَامَتْ عَلَى سَنَابِكِهَا. And they were stepping them and stomping them, and the hooves of these tribulations and these confusions were crushing and grinding the people. So this is showing the gravity of the situation and the problem that the communities were facing at that time.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we notice that Imam Ali alayhi salam draws a very dark picture of the people before the coming of the messengers and the prophets. And though some may argue that, you know, in the material sense, the communities to a certain degree were thriving, apparently. Yes, there was a rich class and a poor class, but the rich class was quite rich and quite strong. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, these people are not realizing that they were actually being crushed under the hooves of these confusions. There were just a few people benefiting materially, but the soul of the community, the actual real and true growth was not happening. And that is actually a very, very, very difficult, a very difficult problem that the communities were definitely facing at that time. فَهُمْ فِيهَا تَائِهُونَ حائرون. These were people who were inside that situation and they were completely confused and they were completely in a state of disorientation. And that meant that there was no direction in which they were going, and it was just about enjoying, maybe it was just about living for the sake of living, and eating for the sake of eating, and growing for the sake of growing, and material progress for the sake of material progress, if there was any. And that meant that the community would reach a state of stagnation, because there was no actual purpose beyond that issue that they were already having. And you know, this is actually a very big problem. And many of the scholars have discussed this. When a community reaches that level, they know that that community is about to get destroyed, because it has reached that ideal that it wanted to achieve. And after that, it doesn't have anywhere to go. The vertical growth has stopped. The horizontal growth also will only be possible if everyone is on board, and it's not real growth. And therefore, the community will crumble very soon. And the problem was that these people who are creating, the ones that were running the show, those that had the power and authority in their hands, they were not allowing the communities to recognize their purpose. They were not allowing the communities to have that understanding about their own nature, the fitra, that innate nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided everyone with and has created everyone with. And the innate nature that exists in the societies that want to grow in a spiritual sense, that was something that the leaders and the elders who had things in their hands were not allowing the communities to realize, and that was causing a state of denigration in those communities.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we notice that in these situations where people were in a state of confusion, the devilish and satanic forces were, it was in their interest basically to continue, to allow the people to be continuously in the state of darkness, and to fool people and let them just enjoy this little bit of material, pleasures of this world, so that they can continue to do what they want to do. And when this is the situation, we see what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Fi khayri darin wa sharri jiranin." A community is formed whereby the neighbors are the worst of neighbors, but the houses are very good houses. Okay, the houses might be very good, but what's the use of a good house if you don't have a good neighbor? What is the use of good spiritual, good material amenities, but no good relationships with people outside, no solid, firm relationships? And therefore, and we notice that sometimes in many of the communities of the world today that have progressed materially, even today, we see that maybe materially people are wealthy. They have their homes, they have everything. But when you notice and you dissect their social life, you notice that their social life is in wrecks. And this is the result of that confusion, because there is nothing to guide those social relationships. There is nothing to strengthen those ideals of the society. This is something that really we need to contemplate about. Inshallah, we will discuss this in the coming session, because it needs a little bit of more deliberation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه. للشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.